This is Scott Becker with the Becker Business Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Bruce Tolgan. Bruce is this brilliant thinker about business and rainmaking and more. He's going to talk to us today about what business leader excites him most, who he's most interested in, sort of this question of Elon Musk versus Jeff Bezos. He'll also talk about his recent book, his most recent book. He's always writing great books and a great thinker. Bruce, can you take a moment to introduce yourself, and then I'll tee you up.
Yes, sir. So we've been doing research on the front lines of the workplace for 27 years now. We do in-depth interviews. So over the last 27 years, we've interviewed more than 500,000 people from more than 400 organizations. Those are long-term interviews. So we stay in dialogue with people as long as they're willing to stay in touch with us. And so some of these conversations have been going on since 1993. Based on our ongoing research, we try to tune into challenges that business leaders and managers are facing and offer the best evidence-based solutions that we can based on our data.
So you do a lot of study of leadership, of rainmaking, of business. Talk for a moment, you know, what business leader, you know, someone that's well-known in the public eye, who would inspire you, or who do you find interesting? And tell us for a moment, you know, why and so forth.
You know, so I tend to hesitate to talk about business leaders I don't know well or whose organizations I haven't worked with directly. I can tell you so many people. Ray Blanchett is the CEO of TGI Fridays. It's been such a privilege to work with him over the years and lately to watch him lead TGI Fridays through this incredible minefield of the pandemic. I have been tremendously fortunate and privileged to work with the United States Armed Forces over the years. So I often think of Dennis Reimer, who was chief of staff of the United States Army back in the late 90s when the Army was transforming into its sort of post-Cold War reality. This was prior to 9/11, but I learned so much from working with those folks. General Hayden, who was the director of the National Security Agency and then director of the CIA, I think is one of the greatest leaders I've ever encountered. It's been a tremendous honor and privilege to work with him back in the old days. But look, you know, there are so many leaders. Jeff Krause, who's the CEO of Candela Medical, I've been working with closely. And I've worked with him in a number of enterprises. You know, they're I guess, some of the less famous, but they're people whom I hold in the highest regard because I've had a chance to see them work. I mean, what I look for in leaders is leaders who know how to communicate a clear mission and create alignment up and down the chain of command. Make sure that people understand the vision and the values of the organization. Make sure that people at all levels are practicing strong, highly engaged, supportive leadership, that there's an environment of real accountability every step of the way, execution focus, but also organizations that pay attention to taking care of their people. To making sure that people are able to shape dream jobs.
Thank you, Bruce. Bruce, and take a moment on this issue. Take a moment. You've got, a new book out. Tell us about that for a second.
Yes, so the new book is called The Art of Being Indispensable at Work. It's published by Harvard Business Review Press. And that book is all about how individuals can make themselves indispensable at work without drowning in overcommitment. One of the things that I've learned over the years is so often people are great at what they do. They work really hard. They have a great attitude. They have a service mindset. They want to be great at their job. They want to be indispensable. But as a result of that, they find themselves saying yes, yes, yes to everyone and everything. That they feel like they can't say no, or they think because they're great at what they do, because they want to have a good attitude, because they have a service mindset, that the best way to operate is to say yes, yes, yes. And so what I was trying to solve that riddle in the book, especially for people who are operating in an environment of uncertainty, in an environment where lines of authority are not clear, where more and more is asked of people and resources are constrained. And so, you know, what I wanted to do was I went into our research and I looked at the people who over and over and over again, they have the best reputations among their colleagues. They're the people other people want to go to over and over and over again. And I wanted to figure out, what is it that those people do that's different? How do they think? How do they conduct themselves? And so in many ways, I wrote a book about how to practice being the person you're trying to become. And as a leader, how can you help shape a culture around collaboration, mutual support, service-mindedness, but without creating an environment where everybody is succumbing to overcommitment syndrome? Because when everyone's overcommitted, people start dropping the ball. People start letting each other down. People start bringing each other down, and that compromises relationships, and it creates a toxic culture.
And then tremendous burnout, too. Cultures where people are all doing too much, tremendous burnout. Sort of the best perk you give somebody is having enough staff that they're not overwhelmed. I mean, really, people talk about all these perks like massages and coffee and beer pong and all kinds of things. But literally, the best perk you can give somebody is having enough capacity, if you can afford it, so that everybody's not overwhelmed, because that is the key to, that is the biggest driver to burnout, and there's lots of others as well. Bruce, just fantastic.
Yeah, that was the riddle I was trying to solve, Scott. That is exactly the riddle that I was trying to solve in the book. And by the way, when I, you know, we work with special forces in the United States Armed Forces. We work with some of the most high-level organizations, you know, over the years, Ernst & Young, McKinsey, GE audit program. You know, these organizations that drive cultures of excellence, everybody works super hard, but because they fight over commitment syndrome, they end up getting more done better and faster, right? Because they don't cause, you're right, burnout is a huge factor. But when you have a culture of burnout, people also start letting each other down, dropping the ball, causing problems for each other. And that cascades, right? It becomes its own problem.
Yes, 100%. And take a moment, Bruce. Where can people find your book? Where could they find this book? And how can they hire you and talk to you? Because you're sort of a brilliant guy and a thoughtful guy. How do people find your book and hire you?
Oh, well, that's kind of you. The book is available wherever books are sold, because it's Harvard Business Review. But we're at rainmakerthinking.com. is the best way to find me. You know, I'm on LinkedIn and I'm on Twitter at Bruce Tulgan. And, you know, we're always there. We put in a TV studio in our office, so now we can deliver all of our research, training, and consulting remotely.
How cool is that? And then a question for you is, if you have this in the, in English, if you have it through Harvard Business Review, are you allowed to wear Harvard clothing, Harvard T-shirts, Harvard sweatshirts, and all that kind of stuff?
You know, I mention Harvard Business Review Press because at the age of 53, I feel like, wow, I'm with Harvard. I'm all grown up. And Harvard Business Review is publishing my articles and all that stuff. But, you know, I live in New Haven. So my wife got her PhD at Yale. So we're not Harvard types, you know.
Got it. So if you had a cheer for Harvard versus Yale, even though published by Harvard Business Review, you're still a Yale Eli at the end of the day.
Yeah, I mean, I went to Amherst College and NYU School of Law. My wife got her PhD at Yale. Those are our three institutions.
And so Harvard is fine, but it's not Yale, Amherst, NYU, and I'm with you. Anyways, Bruce, it is always a pleasure to visit with you. Congratulations on your new book. You've hit the core of business today, the art of being indispensable. Why do people need you? Why do they need to have you or whatever product you're doing or you as a person? You've hit the very core of what we do in the lives today. So thank you so much for shining light on the most important quality. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. What a pleasure, and it's always an honor.